Earlier today, President Trump tweeted out that Iran made a very big mistake when it shot down that U.S. drone, something Iran denies it did. Later in the day, when asked if he might respond with military actions, the president said, "You'll soon find out." But as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau looked on, the two were going into a meeting, the president also said this.
I think probably Iran made a mistake. I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down.
Let's bring in David Wellna, NPR's national security correspondent. David, it sounds like a tone change. This morning, that sounded like a threatening tweet. You made a big mistake. And then later, more forgiving.
Right, Robin. I think you could interpret that big mistake tweet as also possibly meaning they did something that they did not intend to do.
Yeah, made a mistake,
And in fact, he seemed in his comments with Prime Minister Trudeau to be trying to shift the blame for this attack from Iran's government to some rogue general, possibly. Trump doesn't appear to be itching to go to war with Iran, unlike some of his top advisors who have a long history of animosity towards Iran. Now, the fact that this was an unmanned drone means there was no direct attack on any American military personnel, and that would have likely been much more incendiary. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned earlier this week that while the U.S. does not want war, he said it would act if it were assaulted. And the big question now is how the U.S. is going to respond to what's clearly an escalation of this standoff between the U.S. and Iran.
It's kind of define assaulted, and as you said, maybe he's kind of reduced, maybe it's not shooting down an unmanned drone, although those things, we understand it's just the big as an airplane worth $100 million.
The wingspan of that drone was bigger than that of Trump's 757, his private 757.
Yeah.
Yes, big aircraft.
And can we assume, David, that these things are just kind of flying around in the region?
Well, we heard from the commander of U.S. Air Forces in the region this plane was carrying out surveillance, he said, to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce. So, I mean, the U.S. is openly acknowledging that aircraft was there to keep an eye on things. And I imagine it is not the only one. In fact, Iran took a shot at another drone, or possibly the same one, a few days ago and missed by about a kilometer, U.S. officials say. So, they are clearly in the crosshairs.
Yeah. And let's listen to, this is Air Force Lieutenant General Joseph Guasella, head of U.S. Central Command, briefing Pentagon reporters today, saying pretty much what you just said. Here's part of it.
This was an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset that had not violated Iranian airspace at any time during its mission.
Yeah, so it was on a mission. It was doing what it was supposed to do. What happens now, David? Because we've seen, this sort of escalation of tensions, attacks on ships in this very important strait. And we've heard from analysts that sanctions against Iran are really hurting the economy. Iran is miffed, understandably, even to some American analysts, because Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal and then imposed the sanctions, and Iran feels it hasn't done anything wrong, doesn't deserve this. Where does this go?
Well, I think the first thing that has to be settled is exactly where that drone was when it was intercepted by Iran. And the Pentagon has released video that shows a black plume of smoke and some very tiny object falling below it. They say that was the shoot down. Exactly where that drone went down, though, I think it is going to determine how much international support the U.S. has for this. I think that U.S. allies outside of the Gulf region are pretty wary about getting involved in any kind of a war with Iran. Brian Hook, who's the special envoy for Iran from the State Department, was flying to the Gulf region overnight to meet with leaders there, and he was going on to Europe from there to meet with European leaders and discuss the situation in Iran. I think the big question is whether this would have to be a U.S. alone response to Iran, or if the U.S. can pick up support from allies on this, and what kind of a response it will be. It doesn't necessarily have to be a military response. It could be diplomatic as well.
Well, I was going to say the question, where does this go? After some tanker attacks, a drone shot down, what happens next week? The question is, who blinks and what does that look like to somehow get out of this? NPR national security correspondent David Wellna, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.